All right, let's go ahead and call the September 27th, 2022 Charlestown Town Commissioners meeting to order. Is simply everybody's good? Okay. This evening we have Commissioner Capano on Zoom, Commissioner Fields and Elmer are present, Commissioner Fockler are present, Commissioner Wood should be here after a bit, I believe. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Thoma, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Just get it started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Thoma. Okay, first item on the agenda. Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Wonderful. Okay. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for September 13th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
There's motion for approval by Commissioner Capano, is second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Were you here? Okay. One abstention by Commissioner Elmer. Very good. The minutes passed. Next item on the agenda is the accounts payable.
I'll make a motion that we accept it. Accounts payable in the amount of $12,274.39.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the accounts payable. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Very good. Okay. Very good. So the accounts payable are approved. Next item on the agenda is a Halloween parade, but we'll wait, come back to that after Commissioner Wood gets back. Next item on the agenda is cemetery markers. We can wait till Lou gets here for that as well,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's move to the golf cart ordinance update.
So in your packets is the, if you remember, the town adopted a ordinance. It was 2 years ago, and it was conditioned upon acceptance by the General Assembly. The state delegate, Kevin Holmberger, just this year sent us some language that was adopted by the General Assembly for some towns down in Dorchester County, and specifically related to golf carts. Mm-hmm. And this version was much shorter than our previous version. And since this just got approved last year, we thought, why not fit this into Charlestown's ordinance. So that's what I attempted to do, was just to create an ordinance for the commissioners to sign. You know, what it comes down to is, I can read it.
It's very, very brief.
It's pretty short and sweet. It basically says, a person who operates a golf cart on a town highway in Charlestown without registration, and these are the conditions, may operate the golf cart only on a town highway, or I'll say town road, on which the maximum posted speed limit does not exceed 30 miles per hour. May only operate between the hours, between dawn and dusk, and may operate only if the golf cart is equipped with lighting devices as required by the state. The other two conditions are just that the golf cart is kept as far to the right of the roadway as feasible while driving, and that the driver possesses a valid driver's license. There's language in there that says the town commissioners may designate by resolution subsequent to the ordinance any particular town roads in Charlestown on which a person may operate a golf cart, or they could leave it open to every town road.
Right. I want to bring that up. That's I like that because that allows, you know, there may come times where some areas don't desire to have golf carts, so it would allow us to say, hey, we don't approve for golf carts in certain areas or on certain roadways if necessary. But it's short and sweet, and the town's been kicking around this golf cart stuff for long enough, and if we can get the legislature, you know, it's ultimately up to the legislature about whether or not they pass it. But they did pass essentially this exact ordinance, I think, for two other jurisdictions during the last assembly. So if anybody wants to make a motion,
Carl, or
further comment.
Carl?
Yeah.
In the one that's in Crisfield, they mentioned because of their roads being under the 30 miles an hour, it does state about state and local roadways.
You mean allowing it for state and local roadways?
Yep.
I've.
It says it in the Crisfield ordinance.
I mean, we could. And I know we're talking about Bladen Street. Well, Bladen Street's the only state highway that runs through
with speeds at
town,
you know, not greater than 30.
Right. So that would allow people to drive on Bladen Street, but it wouldn't allow them to drive across Route 7 or on Route 7.
What is the speed limit on Bladen? 30, right?
30.
It's 35 out by.
Yeah, when you go toward the bridge, right?
Yeah. Does because I always thought that state wouldn't let you drive on the state highways with the golf carts.
The one that was passed in Crisfield, that one went through the legislation, and that one specifically says state and town and roads.
Renee, where did you see that?
It'd be in the text. It'd be in the transportation article.
I don't think it was in that, Brian.
Okay.
I don't think so. It could be, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm.
Annotated. Well, we can, what we could do may operate the golf cart only on state and town highways on which the maximum posted speed limit does not exceed 30 miles per hour within the jurisdiction of Charlestown. And then if the assembly wanted to kick that out, they could kick it out. They could kick out the state.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know, ideally I'd be willing to bump out that language if that's what held it up.
Because like I said, in Crisfield, it does state that. And it's because of the fact that the road is similar to ours, that it is at 30 miles an hour, less than 30 miles an hour.
So, Brian, can you modify it? Did you get that correction?
Yeah, it'll basically say under 1A, may operate the golf cart only on a state or town highway on which the maximum posted speed limit does not exceed 30 miles per hour.
Comma, within the jurisdiction of the town of Charlestown. Because that's the only way the state will prove that.
Okay.
And then
the town's corporate limits. It's not town jurisdiction, state.
Within, okay, that's fine. Within the corporate limits of the town of Charlestown.
Okay.
Do we want Do we want to float that by our delegation or prior to a final approval of that? I hate, you know, it's putting it off another week, but the state's not going to be voting on it for another. Why don't we do that? We'll table this if everybody's good with it. We'll run it by Hornberger, make sure he's good with it, and then bring it back next time and vote on it for the next meeting.
Is everybody okay with it? I'd rather have Kevin's.
Yeah. So take a motion to make a motion to table, and then we'll do that.
Okay, I make a motion to table it until Delegate Hornberger approves it.
Reviews those amendments. Yes. Okay. Do we have a second? Do we have a second for that motion to table?
I'll second it.
Got a second table. All in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Okay. Let's go back to the Halloween parade. Lou, are you ready for that or do you want?
In regards to, okay.
I'm not sure. We can come back to that for later.
I didn't. This is on there for me?
Yeah, I thought you wanted to talk about
something. Well, that was for the events committee.
Oh, okay.
Okay, very good. So then we did wait, though, Lou, for you to come back to talk about the cemetery markers, lot one and lot 10. The font to be picked out to order the...
Is that what they were waiting on?
Well,
is that why we're waiting on them?
So
that's what I wanted to find out.
Yeah, so they sent us this back. And that's in your packets there. This it's a Helvetica font. Mm-hmm. I had to research. I think it's like a German font from the 1800s. Where the two cemeteries, old lot one and old lot two. I just wanted to make sure the board was good with it before we purchased it because I think they just kind of randomly picked a font for us. From what I could tell, I didn't know if this was, if we were good with how this looked or not. I mean, I said, well, what fonts, you know, what options do we have to choose from? And this is what they sent back, you know, Times New Roman, Optimo, Palatino, Cheltenham. Yeah, my initial response back when I saw this, I was like, wait a second, could we, is there a font that we could choose that maybe looks a little bit more colonial?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they sent back. You know? No, I don't want to get too nitpicky about it. I just want to make sure we're all good.
I think that's the least colonial looking one. Oh. I was going to go maybe, I don't know.
Anything other than that.
Even Times Roman would be.
That's what I thought. Times Roman or Cheltenham maybe, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Lou?
Either one of those. Mm-hmm. My initial thing with this was, what was the holdup on it?
Right.
Mainly. Well,
I thought we decided this a long time ago.
Yeah.
The font.
Either one of those was my choice.
You want to make a choice, Lou. Which
Cheltenham.
One? Cheltenham. Everybody in favor of the Cheltenham?
I'm good to me.
Just pass it, Cheltenham. Thank you. Okay. Ice House update.
Got my packet. So we were just informed by Jeanette Armour and Sonny Diamante. There appears to be some water getting in around the foundation. So they're just letting us know. Floor is getting wet. We might want to consider adding some fill around the foundation and then grading away from it. They said particularly on the boat ramp side. So we'll take a look at it. See if there's something we can do there. You know, if you look at it, the first glance just on the outside where the roof drops off, it just the rain builds up right next to the foundation there.
Maybe muggy to gutter.
Gutters
and downspouts. Yeah, muggy to gutter there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But something to consider there. And then also, they just wanted us all to know that their work inside is finished. It's available to show anytime. I know we've kind of kicked around the idea a little bit informally about painting the ice house. There was even talk about us considering possibly painting a mural on the side and kind of like that picture there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That painting.
Hi, Bruce.
Just as an idea.
Well, definitely needs to get painted.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We figured we'd run the mural idea past the Historic District Commission just to make sure that.
I don't know that I'm a big fan for a mural on it. Yeah. I mean, now you might want to put that on a placard down low, but.
What do you think? It look good?
Mm-hmm.
You'd like a mural?
What's everybody else then?
Well, Bruce Parlier was just had just done the one inside the school. And he's done a lot of the other ones. Yeah. And we were just thinking that it doesn't really draw people in. Just this white building.
I don't know if the Charlestown Marina would be open to it, but maybe a mural on that side.
Yeah, something down building. There to get people inside flat. The building.
Is that really on the building? I don't know. I think it looked tacky.
And it's like, I don't know. I think maybe. It would draw the kids, the younger kids and stuff in to see what it was.
Okay. I mean,
but on the side of the building down there.
Well, it's good to ask everybody what's everybody's building. Opinion.
You know, to bring them down in there.
I'm with whatever
body else. In the historic district, you would put it, I believe, on a nice placard with a picture.
Yeah.
Keep it historic.
What I'm saying is, well, on the side of Phil and Melanie's building there, down there, instead of it just being, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That would be up to Phil as well.
I'm saying it would be just be a nice idea down there. I mean, that's just a plain white building down there.
To draw
them in, you know, down to Veterans Park and stuff, I think would be pretty.
What about the small portion that's not as historic?
No,
as
right, exactly.
You could put a plaque on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
it'd be smaller. Mm-hmm. And it would, you know, people went in the park could see it. Right. It was on that side. Well,
let's get a price to.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Power wash or scrape it and get it painted.
And Sean Hampton from Elite Power Washing did want to put in that he would be willing to come down and talk to us about doing this building, Avalon, Veterans Park, all of our things to power wash it to save our guys. Sean Hampton, he owns Elite Power Washing. And
Sean Hampton from.
From right here.
Well, that's Sean Hampton's son.
Yeah, that's.
That's the son.
That's the son.
He's down Deal Island now.
Yeah.
The power washing him down there.
Yeah. but he is actually a big time success story. And I won't tell his story, but he has really made a name for himself, everything. So
I would say get some
pressure. Kind of wanted to get his name out there and say, this is a good kid. And, you know, but he had reached out to me. Said he was interested in that.
He could certainly put a bid in on the.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful with that power washing because you can chew up.
You have to be careful on how you spray it. They've done other things. So I'd let him explain how he does it and everything.
You want to get a cost estimate for him to power wash Town Hall, for example?
You know, well, a lot of things. He's willing to come out and talk to us and explain how he does it. And all of them, especially Veterans Park.
Yeah, the bathrooms.
Well, not just the bathrooms, but the pavilion. And it's ooh. You
could use a cleaning.
Yes, it could.
Cobwebbing, decobwebbing.
Yeah. Cobwebbing. I mean, let's face it, they come back like right away. But
if we hold up a little bit, it's almost grass season's almost over. The guys are going to have less to do. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't hurt for them just to clean it themselves.
We used to clean it. Yeah. I'm not going to take your work with me.
No. I'm just.
But the guys, I mean, they're going to start slowing down a lot. Yeah. Not so much brush.
You'd be surprised. A lot of it comes off with just the hose because it's cobwebs, basically.
I tell you, the guys just did the front of Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. I thought they just did the front of Town Hall.
It looks marvelous.
And the plannings are nice.
And they don't take the paint off because they're not using the power washer. Did they use power washer?
They did.
Okay.
They used spray.
Okay.
All right. And let's move on then to our stabilization project on Footlog.
Just to clarify, I'll get cost estimates to paint Town Hall. Or not the
ice house. Yes.
Yeah, I need to clarify. All right, Footlog, we got a new cost estimate to extend the, I'll call the erosion patch. It's about 10 feet deep by 60 feet long to go towards the ash tree from where the project that the engineer had designed ends. He had a little 10-foot setback, I'd say, as a buffer for the limit of disturbance. So that becomes 20 by 70 feet. And that's how we come up with the 1,400 square feet of disturbance. And the cost estimate we got was two options. To construct the original sewer line patch was $54,000. If we would extend the EnviroLock sandbags out, that would be an additional $60,000. The contractor felt that it was almost doubling the size of the project. And then option two, he thought instead of putting this, sorry.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How many, I don't have the old estimate, how many EnviroLocks was the first patch or the first?
Number of bags?
Yeah.
It's on the design. Just like,
yeah.
It's on the construction plan. There it's on page two. Yeah, it's really small. It's 650 bags.
And then what is it? So what is the new expanded scope of the project? How many additional bags?
He didn't provide a bag count.
But how many? But you said it was 50 feet or 60 feet by 8 feet?
60 by 10.
60 by 10. So. Mm-hmm.
So it's actual bags. And on here,
600 square feet of additional bags. Mm-hmm. Right. How many square feet was the foot log, the original portion?
It's like 2,700.
For that first bid. So there's 2,700 square feet of coverage in bags for the first original project. And then we're adding an additional 600 square feet. And we're increasing the price by 60K.
Yeah, it's 23, and it was only 2,300.
You're right, 2,300. Yep.
2,300 square feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's the original.
Yeah. That's the original. It's 2,300 square feet. That's an awful lot to add.
So. So what else? What? Go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I asked the same thing. Why is it so much more? The contractor said prices have gone up since the first bid for materials. But that was all I gathered. As an alternative to running sandbags out there, he thought it might be just as effective is to patch that area with some clay and then to put some sod on top of it. So, you know, when the waves come up and crashing in, it might stay put.
It might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
what's
in the contract, Mike?
No. Mm-hmm. And that was $30,000.
To put clay was $30,000?
Yeah.
And it might.
It's a real shame. He's bumped the price up so that much.
That's crazy.
I feel like.
Material has gone up, but not like that.
I feel like because the other competing bid was 106 or 109K, and now he's
jumping.
He's had the opportunity to
look at
reconsider his bid and raise his prices substantially. So, you know, I guess the question is for this board is what do we want to do?
I don't want to pay that much for that extra.
We can.
I need to go all the way back to square one, but
put out new bids.
Mm-hmm.
I just
people want this done.
We want it done,
mm-hmm.
done and done.
I agree.
I mean, you know, it's a proposal, which means it certainly can be countered, and we could say that you know the original project was 2,300 square feet of sandbags, and now we're just doing an additional 600 sandbags, and we feel like that's a little extreme. You know, can you do it for 85,000 or 80,000? See what he says.
Yeah.
I think that's high compared to on so the scope.
Because he's 87.
We're 75, but I mean, we do want to get the project done,
mm-hmm.
but I just, or we could, another option is we could say, do what you originally contracted for and we'll
mm-hmm.
take care of the rest. None of us really want to do that because we'd like to get this done in one fell swoop. Or we can bid it out again with the original, with the new term or with the new
Carl
designs.
I think the project does need to get started regardless. And I think we need to just go back if that's what the rest of the board is thinking and renegotiate the last part of it, since that is an add-on. We did award that for the original project, and I think we need to get started because, well, we have a storm coming in this weekend and it's not done.
It ain't
that's
done.
That's what I'm thinking.
So what are you saying, going back to the original project for 60-some K?
I'm saying that we ought to go to at least start the project and negotiate, if the board is in agreement to that, to negotiate the other add-on. We did approve the original bid, but we need to negotiate the other.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think we need to put it out for bid because that'll just delay this on and on and on.
Terribly. It'll delay it terribly. Well, someone can make a motion if they'd like.
Cerny Enterprises.
Cerny,
right. I make a motion that we go ahead and approve Cerny Enterprises for what we had agreed upon was for the $54,000.
I'll second.
And that we renegotiate the second part of it.
We need another bid.
Yes, or we put it back out to bid.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving or entering into an agreement for the initial contract with Cerny, the amount of what?
$54,000.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Renee? It's her motion.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Aye. Okay. Very good. Motion carries. And then we'll, that additional 60K is a tough nut to swallow. So, all right. Next item on the agenda, Brian, is
there's nothing in the packet for Trinity Woods and Scott Gardens Basins. I did meet up with the county wastewater division folks in Public Works. They have a camera. We visited all the pipes in those four basins, and they can access all of them. They have enough line, I guess you could say, from their truck to the actual camera to take pictures for us. We just need to clear out in two spots an access path for them.
Okay. So they think they can... Maybe we can get them inspected by the next meeting, do you think? Maybe?
At least get on their schedule.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, why don't we? Yeah, let's get on their schedule. And so we at least, if it's not done, we'll have a date as to when that's going to be done for the next meeting. Okay, next item is the state ID number.
Yeah, this is just
resident agent.
Joint notice this.
Housekeeping.
We've got a resolution for you all to consider signing. And it's just to change the resident agent that we had on file. It looked like we are a little bit out of date. Again, this is just documentation that we need to pursue any kind of grants from state or federal sources. Our previous resident agent, I guess it's typically for towns, it's a town attorney. It was Keith Baines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just need to change that. So that's all that resolution is for.
We have a motion for that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll make a motion that we change the state ID number resident to Bestie.
Yeah, that's what the resident saying. Agent.
Resident agent, yep.
David A. Bestie.
David A. Bestie,
the town attorney. Yep. We have a second. Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Brian, the one thing that we have the filing, the resolution that would get filed with the state.
Yeah, that form.
So that
form we fill out.
So, but you need to we need to just have the address on there. His name needs to be added onto that. It's not, so don't file that.
You can add that onto that form.
Yeah, make sure you add that on there, his name on there. And do we have a resolution? Yeah, set around while we're going through. Next item on the agenda is the weigh-in for 2023.
Cecil County Public Works just reached out to us and said, hey, Charlestown, every other year, you know, we have the weigh-in in your town. Are you guys interested?
Yay.
That's why it's on the agenda tonight. Just to
make sure. In favor?
Absolutely.
Same great spot, event.
You know, we're
right
out there.
Okay, great. Cecil Cares Day.
Just an announcement. Cecil County's countywide day of service, Cecil Cares. This Saturday. And we're going to do some cleanup down at Avalon Park. If you all remember, we took out the fence in between Lot A and Lot B. And we're going to do some tree and shrub plantings in that area, as well as picking up trash and pulling some weeds. We actually got Girl Scouts signed up. We're going to pull some weeds from Troop 727.
That storm comes up, Ryan. You made your rain down on that one.
I know. Yeah. If it rains, yeah. Then, you know, right now it's looking like it might hold off until later in the day. It might be 9 a.m. to noon. We'll see. If it rains, we'll reschedule for the next
Saturday. We're going to get a big hit.
Or we're going to get hit Saturday. Late Saturday is what they're saying.
The health insurance update.
Lastly, I know when we were talking about the budget, you said, hey, let's take a look at our health insurance. I guess I've got two updates there. Our current plan that we have for employees, it's changing. They no longer offer it. The good news is, Mary, if you scroll to page 2 on there, the good news is it's a relatively minor change if we just adopt what would be the default option if we do nothing. It looks like it would save us $400 a month, and really the only significant change is they no longer accept prescriptions through CVS pharmacy. And I don't know why. So for example, Walgreens was acceptable. So, and then as an alternative to this program through United Healthcare, I found it was through MML, there's the town administrator down in Millington in Kent County. Bobby Joe is her name. She's trying to get small towns like us in a pool together to get a quote from an insurance company. So we're still waiting on that quote, but I thought that might prove fruitful over the next year. Viable option.
Okay, very good. So on new business, we have an appointment to make to the Planning and Zoning Commission as a result of Mr. Taylor resigning. Mr. Taylor has moved out of Charlestown.
Oh, but he still owns property here.
Well, I don't think he owns any real estate here. And he doesn't live here. It's the resident requirement. Not living on here. Yeah.
He is planning on living here.
He is?
Yes, he is.
So he had submitted his resignation, and we actually had sent him a letter accepting his resignation.
Well, he was told he had to resign.
Well, I don't know if he was told he had to resign, but I think that, I mean, I think you do have to be a resident to be on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. On
do we have that? What's the section number? What's it?
It's 28 something something.
Charter.
In the charter?
Yes. I know you don't know off top. I don't know. I know you don't know off
top. I was going to say it's not in the charter because I looked.
It's in the town code.
Okay. That's what it is.
Right. Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, is it Article 28 or something like that?
For some reason, I'm thinking it's like 13-104.
Okay.
The one that's in my head.
I only asked because it was brought to me, and that's why I'm asking. And he was asked to resign, is what I'm being told. And he is planning on moving back into town, but he moved out because of his shoulder surgery. He had come off the boat. And then he's moving back in. His daughter's staying there now, and then he's moving back in once everything is done with the shoulder. So he is moving back in.
Okay. Well, I would say if he moves back in, he can get back in on the planning and zoning board at that time.
And is it in there that you have to be a resident on an employment board?
Brian,
I don't think so either.
I guess I can't speak to other appointed boards.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because we've had people.
In the charter, it does say appointed member to the election board.
To the election board, right.
A resident.
Right.
And then the code, town code for planning and zoning, you have to be a resident. But I don't know about Board of Appeals.
Right.
No.
And
ethics.
How do we look that up?
Yeah.
You don't have to live in town to be on this board. I'm pretty sure.
That was my understanding too, mm-hmm. Jeff. Yeah. That you did not have to be on.
Not for the appeal.
I mean, I don't have to. I'm looking on the code, but you have to be a resident to be on planning and zoning.
Okay. I just I'm following my due diligence, sure. And I'm asking so.
I mean, I wouldn't want, and it just makes common sense, I wouldn't want people who don't live in town making decisions about planning and zoning issues, you know, if they're from Baltimore or from, you know, or wherever else, you know, they.
Couldn't he take a leave of absence from the board? I'm sure that's good. A temporary leave of absence, Carl, is that possible? Or, I mean, does he have to resign if he's
kind of he's not living in Charlestown anymore. Right. So therefore, if you're not living in Charlestown, you're
technically not.
You're not eligible. Right. So, you know, so anyway, we have three folks who have expressed interest in participating on the board, planning and zoning board. We have Ms. Ursula Boudart. We have Mr. Nick Capano, and we have Ms. Tara Edwards. I think everybody knows all the people who've expressed an interest, and it's, you know, it's always great when we have more than one person who actually is willing to volunteer and participate and give their time to the town. So that's a wonderful thing. So anyway, if you've had time, or if anybody has a motion to make, or a nomination to make, that'd be great.
I nominate Ms. Boudart.
The nomination for Ms. Ursula Boudart. Do we have any other nominations for planning and zoning? You nominate Ms. Boudart. Okay, very good. Any other nominations other than Ms. Boudart? Okay. Hearing none, would somebody like to make a motion to appoint?
I make a motion that we appoint Ms. Boudart then.
As our new planning and zoning individual. Very good. So all in favor of Ms. Boudart being on the planning commission, say aye. Aye.
I have to abstain.
And we have an abstention by Commissioner Capano. Congratulations, Ms. Boudart.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service. Very much. And Curtis was, I believe, yes.
He seconded the nomination.
Yeah.
We'll take the
second. So next item on the agenda, Mr. Leitner, is some park memorials.
Yeah, just real quick. We've had some residents approach us. It's kind of funny that it was three of them within, you know, a period of 2 or 3 weeks. Just asking us, you know, what our official policy is on putting in benches as memorials to folks in our parks. And one in particular there was not looking for a bench, but for a plaque. And it just seemed right for us to consider. You know, I don't mean to disrespect any town residents and their legacies, but I just feel like we have a lot of benches in our parks, you know, especially down at the wharf, for example. Mm-hmm. We're kind of running out of real estate. we were kicking the idea around as staff to maybe, you know how we have the sidewalk going out to the pier at Long Point. We're probably going to have to raise that land at some point mm-hmm. and redo that sidewalk. And maybe we could do something like memorial pavers mm-hmm. and the walkway out there. It was just an idea.
Sure.
Wanted to see what you guys thought. We have specific
money into that soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely crumbling on us. Mm-hmm.
So what's because, I mean, the parks are full of benches.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
I would love to see
how many. We don't have any down Avalon.
No, we don't. We don't have a single one.
I mean, how many does, I didn't do a count. How many veterans have now?
We've got a
7, 8.
We've got a couple.
There's a couple down Long Point.
Yeah. A
couple over here.
I would love to see.
Does anybody want to see some benches down at Avalon?
Down at Avalon, maybe.
Why not?
Because we don't have anything down there.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Put one in the shade.
Put them towards you.
Towards the side, maybe over the shade, where the shade area is.
Yeah.
There's nowhere up there.
By the tree line.
There is nowhere to sit.
There isn't. We have to move our picnic tables all the time.
Absolutely. If people are taking a walk, they can sit down, take a break.
Mm-hmm.
So you all want to agree to offer this?
Well, I would like to add one, please. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I brought him up before, and I think the town needs to do him, and that's Joseph G. Letts.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a motion to make?
I make a motion that we do one for Joseph Letts.
And the other three?
And the other three also. Debbie Miklas, Buddy Harlan, and Stephen Lee.
And down at Avalon?
At Avalon, please.
All three. I think the one
was the tree planting,
which is perfect for Long Point because there's a dead tree in there that could be replaced.
Yes.
So do it right there in that same spot. Okay.
Okay. So we had a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
Just to clarify, we're covering the cost for Mr. Letts.
Yes.
Yes.
But everyone else will cover the cost for their plaques.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benches. We can have them, right? But we'll get reimbursed.
That way we know what we're getting.
So was that 5-4? Because I didn't hear
anything. Renee, are you in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's.
I'm sorry.
5-0.
New motion.
Yes.
Yeah, I second it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Lou, do you have anything? For community events?
Yes, I do. And I am sorry. Let me see if I can find this. I talked to Market Street, and she's going to have a community day. And she asked me if that would be okay, and if she had to get a permit or something. And I was like, no, we don't need a permit for you to sell hot dogs and stuff and do something nice for the community. But I said, can we do something nice with you? And she said, what was your idea? And I said, how about if we do a scarecrow making thing with you? And I have the clothes already. If anybody else would like to donate any old clothes, you're not going to get them back. Okay, because we're going to cut them and stuff. Some clothes. I have a lot of larger men clothes because we're going to stuff them with straw and stuff. And we'll sit out back behind her with her that day, and the kids can come and make scarecrows. And I thought it would be kind of nice if we said like a $5 or $10 donation, and we donate that to either, since we don't really have a Boys and Girls Club in town anymore, we could donate it to the church that day if we asked them for a donation, if they wanted to make a scarecrow.
Oh, okay. And then donate the money.
Donate the money to the church.
I got you.
For the seniors or however mm-hmm. they would like to use it. And if they didn't have the money to make it, they could just make one. Because I have all the clothes. The only thing I would need the town to buy for me would be the straw. If we could come up with the money for the straw.
You know, we can get that.
Yeah. And Giffords is the guy who always gives us the little pumpkins for such a great price.
He's got good straw.
He does. And it's not all nasty and wet. He always makes sure it's dry. We can go in the dry bin and get it and bring it right out. And I'm sure if we told him what we were doing again, he would give us a good price on it.
Sounds good to me.
So would anybody like, and that's why Mary and I were just, she pulled it up this weekend on our event page. And I said, guess what I just talked to Brian about on Friday? I said, can you put me on the agenda for Tuesday night about making scarecrows and stuff?
Specifically, they were long light poles.
Yeah. And then I said, what we'll do is we'll get some of the kids, make them, and maybe we could put them down the light poles and stuff in town and decorate the town with them. So
I said, does that?
You know, I thought it would be kind of cute, especially like down the parade route and stuff like that. Put it some up at Veterans Park and all.
So how much money are we talking?
You're real happy about it.
I know.
You're like, oh, that was.
I know, cute. And it's like, if, I don't know how much is. However much straw is right now. He's looking for you.
Come on, have a seat.
Practice time.
We're just talking about scarecrows.
Not air. And
how you doing, buddy?
So however much the straw is going to cost us. Maybe like $100 for straw.
All right. Great.
That's a lot of straw, but yeah.
I know, but yeah. Well, I mean, if I don't say that, and then it ends up costing, you know, then it'll be, well, you told us it was only going to be $20. And
so bring your pants up.
I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
If
we make one of those big giant ones, like they have, get the big
paint. You don't need a motion, do you, Carl? I'm in favor of it.
Renee, any, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Very good. Anything else, Lou, on the community events?
Friday night is supposed to be the movie night out up here at the activity center at our sports complex.
Down, maybe.
Yeah, and hopefully this storm is still supposed to be just turning its way, walking its way up here. But y'all know what the weatherman's good for, telling us a lie. Yeah. So we don't know. But it's still on for Friday night.
Do you remember? Do we need any supplies for that? Do we need a screen or
anything? We still need the screen. Renee?
Yeah.
Do we have the screen for Friday night?
The only screen that I know of is, if it's still there, is up in the maintenance shed.
Okay.
Find some.
I know. Do you have one?
I just sold it the other day.
You did. All right. If not, my kid
it was brand new and never does it.
That big blow up? Did you?
Yeah. No, mine was just, it was a real big one, but it was on a tractor.
Huh.
It was like 12 foot. Yeah.
Brian, then can we ask the guys if they can look up there?
It might be upstairs, Brian. It might be upstairs.
Upstairs. Okay. All right. Thank you, Renee. Okay, then. If not, my brother has a blower one, a big blower one too. I think it was like yours.
Are you going to do popcorn and stuff? Or popcorn?
Yeah, we're going to make popcorn and all.
Got a popcorn machine.
Yeah. But
they didn't order the popcorn, so. But I will make it work.
Okay.
I'll be there somehow. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to be there.
All right. Well, that concludes it for the current agenda. Just briefly, Curtis, you got anything to add on for anything from you, Jeff?
Petober is coming up.
Oh, yes, it
again,
is.
Isn't it?
October 4th?
Yeah, October 8th.
October 8th. Bring your pets down to Avalon. We'll also have dogs and stuff down there that you can adopt. So, oh, look, he liked that.
October 18th?
8th.
8th. 8th. At what time?
From 1 to 4. And you can dress your animals up and everything and bring them down there. There'll be a little parade for pets. I'm not. Treats from Zeets will be there. Yeah, we're going to have another. I'll make the basket and everything. I'm sorry.
8.
Yeah, October 8.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. See some cares if it gets rained out this Saturday.
Yeah.
Our rain date is the 8th.
The 8th. Yeah. So they can come down and help.
Together.
Yeah. And they can come down and help with all the animals.
Anything else?
No. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
You always have something else up your sleeve.
No, that's it. That's it. I promise.
What's that?
The Halloween parade is coming up, and we're going to talk about that at the parade. the calendar. Yes. Oh, and we do have something else. Thank you. The for everybody here, please make sure that you guys get with Kathy the MML dinner. It's that time again. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Chesapeake City. And that is October the 11th. It's coming up, so please make sure you sign up with Kathy.
Thursday night, I think.
It's October 20th. It's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night?
No, yeah. It's a Thursday. Isn't it? No, it's a Thursday
night. It's October 20th.
Yeah, we have to get it in by the 11th.
It's in your, the yeah. Menu's in your packet.
Yeah. We have to get it in by the 11th. That's what I meant. So
you're going, right, Lynn?
Yeah, I kind of have to.
Renee?
Yeah, sign up.
Yeah.
Renee, do you have any comments?
No.
I wanted to was it Tuesday or Wednesday last we had the we had the meeting, the ethics meeting. So on Wednesday we had the ethics or the training and seminar on harassment and discrimination and whatnot, and we had, it was pretty cool because we had 20 people show up from all the various volunteers, people on the boards and town commissioners and whatnot. And and I just wanted to, and I didn't get to say it then, but I just want to thank everybody who does volunteer and does spend time for the town, because it is a big, it's a big deal, and we're all in it together, and we all, you know, it's all of us working together. So and that was even a three-hour time commitment for everybody. So really appreciate everybody coming out to that. And I think it's, you know, once again, just something that we've overlooked from the town or haven't done. And it's great to have that done and taken care of. And also we had the yard sale this past weekend.
It was fun.
And it seemed like it was pretty busy.
Yeah, we were busy. It was
pretty busy out there.
It was a lot of fun seeing everybody.
So, okay, well, let's go to public comment.
All right, Prosper, you have anything this evening?
Yeah, as probably the senior citizen here, I would appreciate it if you had microphones, but some of you speak in low tones and I can't hear. And
we've got the microphone set up, what happened?
This is the new one, okay. Yeah. For that.
The problem we had is,
yeah,
we try to speak up as best we can. We're pretty close. Mm-hmm. We have this microphone on the table here so that people who are attending hear us as well. And that particular microphone, it cancels out our speakers. So mm-hmm. Last time we were passing the mic around at a meeting, and anyone who's using the mic couldn't be heard over Zoom. So it was a little bit of a competing.
if you can't hear us, Prosper, yell at us.
Yeah.
Yell at us and talk a little louder and a little clearer. What else, Prosper?
I got one other issue. This stabilization at Foothills, is that boiling down to a money issue where you don't want to get the state involved? Because that's the way I interpret it. You don't want the state to have input. And they're the people who really know about the winter race.
That has
you're kicking away the superstar in the whole plant by not using it. You know, there's got to be a reason, and it has usually resolves around money.
Most things do
revolve
around money. You're right about that. And is Matt?
Yeah.
Matt. Mm-hmm. And so this evening we approve the original estimate because we want to get the project started, but we wanted to go back and talk to you about the balance of the project. So that's kind of where we are right now. And we wanted to further talk to Matt about the balance of the shoreline.
Yeah, well, my thought process on the second part of that is, and I hate to offend you, Matt, but it looks like you're bumping the price up without pulling a gun on us. And that's the way I feel. I think the price is ridiculous for the next addition to it. That's my opinion. And I have a little bit of home building and common sense.
Well, we just wanted to go back and talk a little bit more about that. And we know, nothing's cheap anymore, inexpensive anymore. Sorry. And so it is a big project, and it's a worthwhile project. And once again, it needs to be done completely, entirely, so and properly. So
just real quick about the state, the state's Department of Natural Resources, the Critical Area Commission, they have oversight on what we do, even though this particular stabilization, the erosion that's happening, is actually above the mean high water line. So it doesn't really get into their jurisdiction. If you're below that line, that's when you need a state permit from the MDE. But this, what's happening is above. So it's not for MDE's jurisdiction, but the Critical Area Commission, they look at whatever we do within that 100-foot buffer, town projects on town land, and they review it to make sure that we're following our own regulations. It's no different than Joe homeowner who's working on a project to try to protect some kind of slope erosion on their property. So we're not skirting state law.
Now that's been a big, we've met with MD on this on numerous. I mean, they've been with us the whole time and
DNR.
Yeah, and DNR. So again, there's really no way around that. So, and we have to comply.
They also were under the impression that when we were talking about grading and digging, the Army Corps of Engineers was under the impression that that wasn't on that extended area we're talking about. That statement was for the sewer main. it does. I know what Prosper's saying, and I keep hearing conflicting information about not wanting to get a permit. But it just sounds like there's things that aren't quite transparent. Because I'll talk to them and they'll say, well, I was told this. And I said, well, that was the older plan. They're not doing that anymore. They're doing this. Oh, well, I'll have to call them because the permits for that kind of stuff. Just kind of makes you feel uncomfortable.
Like we've been talking about, even what's on that map that we showed tonight. There's that original sewer line patch, and then there's that extended area, right? They're two different things. Mm-hmm. If we want to do that, if we want to extend it, I mean, yeah, that's a different project and needs to be reviewed again.
Going beyond the 5,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Just the original 2,200 square feet.
Right. Just the, right.
I was talking about the walls, so we were going to do it with walls.
The disturbance amount stayed the same, even though the materials changed.
But the woman said that you have a permit to do it with the logs like we originally were going to do. And I said, well, they're not doing the logs anymore. They're doing the borrow bags, whatever. Oh, well, the permit. She was going to call you, and it sounded like you guys needed to get a different permit. Like, I don't know why they would be thinking how that happens. Like, you get a permit for something, but it's for something you're not even doing anymore.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the design process. You get a permit because, like, we've been trying to do get this done, and then the engineer gets involved in the design. It changed.
Okay.
But nothing, even to this point, I mean, I guess we could say we finally decided on EnviroLock sandbags for this 2,300 square foot limited disturbance.
Is the final permit pulled for it? I'm not even, yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, this extension obviously is a new permit. It's,
right.
It's a change.
Right. Okay.
What's the length of the extension?
About 60.
Is the out 60 long?
It's almost scary, isn't it?
Same thing with the
fire. My boy.
Would be cashier.
Yeah.
And the boy.
Lock the door. He's up the house.
Oh, you already got it now?
Yeah, he's
okay. Gone. Sorry.
It's for
First time he's ever knocked.
All right. That was almost scary to hear. Like, what was getting ready to happen after that?
So anyway.
So that other part is in permit process, is what you're saying.
No.
The extension going to the tree. Is it permit process?
No.
It is already done.
No. It's not even brought to the Preliminary Commission yet
okay.
to review because it hasn't been finalized.
Okay.
I so mean, we'll I can probably, share with them this map, but they, what are you doing? We don't know yet.
We're probably looking at doing this probably when? Next spring? If we're lucky?
Well, like I think the board voted on, mm-hmm. we're going to do this fall. That's our goal.
Better hurry up.
Yeah. Does the 54K count all the tree planting?
It does not, no.
That cost?
That's extra.
Is that been put out by environmentalist or is that something you want to do, the trees?
So this is, probably the trees is just following the mitigation requirements.
Okay, mitigation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fill is considered a permanent impact that we have to mitigate. But like any landscaping plan, even for a property owner, a private property owner, they understand the disturbance amount and that they have to come up with a certain amount of mitigation. Landscaping plans can change. You have to come up with at least a concept to get your permit approved, which is what this is. I think we have plenty of time to iron out how the landscape. It may change from this, for sure.
Can we expect that because we started back in November of 21, all along, the whole thing was in consideration, where it's dropped off really bad and eroding. And now, I mean, I just...
So what you can expect right now is that hopefully Cerny construction will start getting the project going. We're going to talk to them about completing out the balance of it and see if we can't get this going because you know we need to get well. I mean that's what we have to talk about with Mr. Matt. So but we would like to go ahead and get the infrastructure aspect of it taken care of and secured in regards to that sewer line, with the plans on still finishing out the balance of that shoreline to, once again, to keep it from eroding and also to make it aesthetically attractive. So, anything else, Thelma?
No.
Okay.
Well, this, the golf carts don't mean to harangue on them, but they have to have lights. And they're going to cross the state road, zoom, zoom, whatever, or zoom, zoom through. If they speed, well, I don't know how you can speed over a golf cart, but you could be not, what's the word I'm going to use, considerate of other people or drivers or zooming around the corner in a quick way. Because you can't really hear them. Most of them are pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. And you could be stepping out and whack. You know, but anyway, is there going to be a name or an identification on that card at all? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like a number, like a license, but a name maybe, or it's major.
I don't, not to interrupt, but most of them don't even speed. They don't go past 30 mile an hour, but not even that being said, most vehicles being produced today is all electric. So what are we going to do about that? If you walk out in front of an electric vehicle,
but the electric vehicle has a license plate on it.
I understand that,
golf carts do not. So
how do we know? Putting that license plate, which there
how do we
to
know
be
who it is that's driving it once they bump you or hit you or whatever?
Well, you're hoping up. They'll stop, and just like
you're hoping. Yeah.
I mean, there's no registration requirement for this provision.
Yeah.
There's no registration.
I mean, you're hoping somebody's going to stop, and
we hope.
They run you over and they don't stop, that's
I think we need
wrong.
To have. A
name player.
We need to have them registered here in town, and we can make.
I don't think
that's what we talk about. Like it's kind of like that little thing that you got in the window for your vehicle parking. Yep. If you don't have one, maybe stuck to the golf cart or hanging in the golf cart.
It's another regulation. But
well, here's the situation, guys, in regards to the golf carts, and that is, if we pass this, if the General Assembly passes this legislation, mm-hmm. it'll be a law, mm-hmm. and anybody would be able to drive. There's no requirement for registration. Yeah. The town can't come in at this point in time mm-hmm. and saying, hey, now you need to go register and pay the town a $5 mm-hmm. registration fee. No, there's none of that. There's no inspections. Mm-hmm. This is a down and dirty, simple piece of law saying, hey, we're saying, yes, you can drive your golf cart here, but it's got to mm-hmm. have lights, and you can only drive it dusk to dawn, and you got to be over 16 years of age.
Yeah.
That's it.
That see that's
so where there are no other additional requirements.
It does say in this ordinance
it does say
you have to possess a valid driver's license.
Yes,
so
it does.
You should have it on you.
That's correct.
Well,
that's
you have to be 16 years of age to drive it.
Because they got a license, are they going to stop?
You
can say, oh, he's got a license. I know who he is.
No.
I understand that, but we're hoping that they're going to stop.
Crisfield and them require that you get it registered in their town too, and that's where this one is lacking, and that's what I was going to bring up. That this one is totally lacking. And that's what
that being said, I mean, how are you still going to tell if a person rides by and hits you? How are you going to see a sticker and know who it is? You're not going to know. Nobody's, and I'm not arguing, but you're not going to know anyways. Regardless of we sticker it here or not, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. It's sad, but it's true.
Ms. Pam?
Movie going from that.
Yeah. Oh.
Go ahead.
Are you done?
No, I have something else.
No, I am not.
I said, I don't think she's done.
You would forget what she was saying.
Sorry.
Is this Ryan? Should the golf carts be insured?
Yes.
There's nothing in here about insurance.
There's nothing in there about insurance.
It says you must possess a valid driver's license. Make sure it's equipped with lighting devices, and you only operate between dawn and dusk on town roads.
That's what we're going with
a speed limit less than 30
miles. That's what we're going with.
That's it. That's the criteria.
A lot of people's not going to like it.
A lot of people are going to like it. Here we go. When they hit the beaches.
Yeah.
And they have been hitting the beaches.
Yeah, they have.
They come down Baltimore Street, go around the little side that says no vehicle flight. They go on down.
Mm-hmm.
They do their bit, then they come back.
That's something we'll have to clamp down on.
That's something for
the park ranger or whatever. Uh-huh. No golf carts in the park areas. Uh-huh. And we're going to need to provide some parking area for the golf carts.
And here's something just so everybody knows. The Charlestown Manor Campground mm-hmm. has applied for state permits for a bridge
mm-hmm.
across their parcel, across that mm-hmm. creek there.
It'll fit.
It would be a heck of a lot less disturbance if they could ride through Avalon Park access road
mm-hmm.
as opposed to putting in their own
yep.
Through forest out to the Wiser Lane. But
mm-hmm.
it's just something to think about. I think generally it'd be kind of nice if folks from the manor didn't have to come down Bladen Street to get into town.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
But
yep.
there may have to be some kind of an allowance for golf carts and parks.
There's just going to be a lot of things in the world that a person don't like or agree with somebody. So sometimes you gotta back off. Not to call you out, but you have never let this be. Like, it's
what
a big problem
about?
To you about the golf carts.
What have I said
lately?
You never
let off of it. This is what we're going with, and you're still trying to add to it.
I'm still trying to add things.
That's not what it's saying.
I'm trying to protect people when they hit somebody, I want to make sure that if Miss Bodor does get hit or Miss Pauline does get hit, or anybody else in this town or anywhere, if they do get hit, that they're safe.
There's a lot of electric
okay.
bikes.
I don't care. And you know what? And it's the same thing with, and a bicycle is not an electric vehicle. Okay. And yes, they do make them. Okay.
I seen a boy over there with one the other day.
And that's fine.
And
they're not heavier than a golf cart.
It was big.
That's
what I'm saying. It looked like the biggest bike I've ever seen.
All right.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is sometimes you gotta let it go, even if you don't like it.
Let it go. And I have stood with it.
No, you haven't.
I have. I have even voted with it.
That you love it and you want to vote for it, but you were always against it.
I have not been against it. So I have not. And I have said, and I have stood with it. I've sat here with you, but I am going to, I'm not arguing.
You're not
going to
like it, and that's fine. Some people don't like it, and that's okay.
And that's fine. But I do want people to be safe.
I don't like a lot of things that you talk about, but I agree with it.
That's
fine. Because sometimes just let it go.
I do let things go, but I will not. And I agree with most of the things on here. And I haven't, do you see a change on this anywhere?
We shouldn't even be still talking about golf carts. You already put it off.
Everybody
and that's a public comment and you're still adding to it.
That's correct.
I have not added anything to this.
We need to do this.
Let's go back to public comment.
Just drop it.
Yeah.
No more. I have nothing else to say. And I'm
just Pam.
You spoke about power washing earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't want to interfere with Colonial Charlestown, and I'm not sure the distinction of 107 Green House. But when we're thinking about power washing, is that something we could think about washing the water tower because it is pretty green with algae or mildew or?
Yes.
Yeah. That was one of the things he was gonna look. I didn't want to step on his toes.
It's white. I don't know if that's primer or the official name.
What about like a Charlestown logo up there? That would be cool. About painting murals. Never mind.
Miss Audrey? I think you just gonna be quiet back there. You don't have a quick little anecdote?
At the end of the meeting, does the town have a spray for insects?
Oh. We do, don't we?
It does need something. It's bad. Yes. You can't even go outside. Yeah. You get tore up quick. I've tried everything. And it's just.
I
do agree with that. Yeah. Oh, really?
You've been playing in the weeds.
She was at Football Park at the bench.
Okay.
There are chickens. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was awful.
Yes.
And the mosquitoes are horrible.
He got them really bad.
We do need to spray something if it's possible. I don't know when's the last time.
And that just about killed me. No, I'm not kidding. She's here.
Okay. Well, but yes, it probably won't get sprayed anymore this year, right?
Who sprays?
It's the county.
The county does. You don't hear them in the morning? You don't hear them sometimes?
It's funny. I was just asking them for a map because I've been getting complaints.
Yeah, because I've just seen them.
I don't think they did.
But do they spray down our side streets? Yeah. I've never seen them on the street.
Mm-hmm. I've heard them. I've seen them early in the morning.
They haven't come in. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Really early.
I've never seen them.
Really
did you get a map yet on where they sprayed? No. Yeah, me neither. And I questioned it.
What map do you have? And they said, well, it's the map that we have on file when the town originally got into the program. And I'm thinking, that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them a map of every street in town because that's what they're contracted to do, every street in town.
Yeah.
They spray as needed, but it could be a frequency like every other week.
Somebody's seen one.
I have. They have not come down in Charleston.
Have you seen them?
In the mail.
I've heard that.
No.
Really? I've never had somebody spray.
They haven't been over by us, Jeff.
I see them. I used to hear them go through.
Dennis gets off at 3.
Yep. That's usually when they come through early in the morning.
Matt?
All right. So.
How do you guys handle, like, I noticed there's a house out near you that says no spraying. How do you guys handle that?
Maybe they skip it. That's a good question.
They probably just keep spraying because they
can't shut it off.
I don't think, from what I've seen.
I'm just curious. Like, whoever had a sign.
That's a good question.
I don't think they can.
Can I bring something up really quick before we get going? Sure. Has Brian had, how's the trash service been so far?
They left mine.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Service has been pretty good. The first day, even though there was that week gap
from
one hauler to the next, they picked up all the trash that day what I could tell. Their second pickup date, that Wednesday, I think they missed about 10 properties.
Okay.
And some of that could have just been trying to get our list straight.
Right.
And then one thing they still got to do is get rid of all the dumpsters that they brought the toters in.
Oh, yeah. Bobby told me about that. Yeah.
Just one still at the skate park.
Right.
Right here behind the fire station.
So you need to get their big haul, the big dumpsters out of there, right?
Yeah.
But how about them? How about the complaints? I mean, they didn't take your trash at all?
No.
So they missed Lou.
Yeah,
they may get mine. That's why I was wondering how everybody else was doing. I got mine. Put mine out before I came to the meeting.
Didn't get mine, but they came back and got it.
Right. I was just curious.
If you don't call town hall, we can't report it.
Yeah. I did call. Excuse me, but I did talk to Brian. Thank you very much, man.
I never got the
most. Okay. I'm sorry to pick up. I was just curious if there was a lot of complaints, you know.
What I wanted to bring up on that, and I know we talked about this, but I guess I never didn't quite appreciate it. I'm really not a big fan of these trash cans having replaced all the other trash cans. Yeah. And I think it looks trashy.
Yes.
But I really think we should get the old bins, the old receptacles back out and put them out. And then, then I guess the guys, Brian says they can't pick up the bins and dump it. So we would have to empty the trash cans and put them in the big dumpsters.
Right.
Is everybody cool, good with that? Bringing our old trash can? I think it just looks terrible, particularly in the store.
I would rather have the old
trash can. No. I'm talking about like at the parks.
At the park.
We have the trash techs cans out there, and they just look terrible.
I'd rather use the old ones.
Let's use the old ones.
So let's do that.
Let's do it, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Board, can we do that?
You are with that, Ron, or not?
So if we bring it now, the old liners, I don't think we can get Trash Tech to pick them up. We have to take them to the dumpsters, the two dumpsters we have. There's one at the shop and there's
Tuesday
one at
night.
So we'll just take them to the dumpsters.
Two spots, three spots. Yeah,
it's 24 different locations.
Oh, it is. Over
town. There's a lot in parks. I mean, veterans, for example.
But I think it's worthwhile.
I would suggest out of those 24, maybe 10 of them are really visible in the parks.
Yeah.
So maybe
just those where they can be seen.
Yeah, we could try that, see how it works.
All the parks. The Avalon veteran football.
Yeah.
And the Wharf.
Yeah, all the waterfront parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The athletic complex. Maybe something.
Yes.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Just where
the guys will have to empty them into dumpsters. I mean, they'll just get into the habit of that, I guess.
Right. It'll
slow down in the wintertime, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slow down.
The guys typically come in on a Sunday during the summer anyway.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they do, is empty those liners into the dumpsters.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we use the old liners.
We didn't check Zoom, Brian.
Oh, I thought he was making a motion.
Heather Durgan, you have any comments this evening?
Oh, they're getting.
I see that you're unmuted, Heather. You might have to turn up your volume.
Cool Springs is getting.
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. About Mr. Mahan, you have anything for?
Yes. I know you wanted to adjourn and get out of there, but. I'm a big fan of getting things done and getting things done expeditiously. So the contractor's there tonight in your meeting. Why don't you all get around the table, figure out the square footage of the original bid and come up with a price and add what you come up with the square footage cost for the original bid, add that to the new bid and award it and get it done. It's been going on way too long, and just to postpone to try to renegotiate, do it tonight. it just would make sense. Then the town's being very proactive and being positive. And that's what I'd like to see. A couple other just quick thoughts. A couple of the commissioners tonight maybe didn't pay attention to the civility training, the little squabble over the golf carts. So. Maybe we could practice civility a little bit more during the meetings. And then I want to congratulate Ursula for going on planning and zoning. I think that's a good thing for the town. So that's pretty much it. I could get into typefaces for the cemetery. Helvetica is a 1950s font. Garamond is the oldest. That is from the 1500s, and Cheltenham is from 1896. So that's a good choice for it's a historic font. So nice choice.
Kind of English too, Richard. No, I don't know.
Pardon me?
Isn't Cheltenham in England?
Mm-hmm. He's English, and it's from 18 something, 18. I forget exactly the exact dates, but. So that was a good choice. So that's all I have.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
How about
Steve Kramer, do you have anything this evening?
No, I have no comments tonight.
And how about Sean Durgan?
Nope, I'm good. Thanks.
And I think last but not least is Robin Rowe, although I don't know if you can hear us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can hear you. No, I don't have any comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Richard's iPhone, is that you, Mr. Mahan, or is that a different Richard?
Not me.
There's just a Richard's iPhone on there. We want to make sure we weren't missing that other Richard.
Okay.
One last thing. Ursula, are you currently on a board right now of appeals or something?
Ethics.
So we'll have to, can she stay on ethics? She can be
on the board of appeals.
I'm sorry.
She's on the board of appeals.
She will have to come.
We'll have to appoint somebody then, right? Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that, okay.
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you all.
That's it. I just wanted to bring that up because I wasn't sure if anybody caught that or not.
One last one?
No, that's it, man.
Do the motion to adjourn.
Yeah. I'll take
Do the motion to adjourn.
Can I motion to adjourn the meeting today?
Yes, I second.
All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.